Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Scott Daly. On today's program, I speak with Knoxville's senior Ben Vandekamp as we talk about him winning the Governor's Scholar Award, his future plans, and his outside of school hobbies.
And Ben, I appreciate you taking time out with me today. Obviously, a huge honor for you winning the Governor's Scholar Award. Kind of talk about the day that you found out. How are you feeling when that moment when you found out that you were going to get that award?
Well, it was really surprising to me. I actually was not at school. I think I was at work at the time. And my mom texted me, "You need to email back the guidance counselor at school. She has questions for you." And then I went and checked my email, and there it was that I had won the Governor's Scholar. Very excited.
Absolutely. What does winning an award like that mean to you?
You know, it feels good to be recognized for my hard work throughout high school, so I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. So kind of looking at your high school career, what are your favorite subjects that you've taken?
I really like math. I was advanced a couple classes in math in middle school, so I took Calc 1 last year, and then this year I took Calc 2, so that's pretty exciting.
Anything else that you enjoy doing in school?
I liked the sciences.
Okay. All right. Well, just kind of looking at, obviously, you were in some advanced classes and everything. Kind of talk about how you study, because obviously to get an award like this, you have to study very hard. Just kind of talk about kind of your process and what you do to study just to kind of get everything straight.
I do a lot of flashcards. I also have a really good memory, so I think that helps me a lot.
Oh, and this, for... How do you keep kind of the subjects apart? Do you just kind of block off a time where this I'm going to work on this subject? Or
Yep, that's about what I do, yeah.
And then kind of outside of school, what are your hobbies? What do you like doing?
Well, I work at the library, so I'm there a lot. I won't be there this summer. I'm working in the factory in Pella. I like to play video games. I like anime.
I'm a gamer too, so I'm definitely right there with you. So kind of looking at, you know, balancing hobbies and schoolwork, how do you manage to do that?
You really just got to manage your time. You got to say, this is the time for school. And then once you're done with that, this is the time for hobbies.
So then looking now, what are your future plans?
I'll be going to the University of Iowa in the fall, and I plan to major in computer science. More sooner this summer, I'll be working in the factory in Pella, as I said. But then after that, I'd like to be a software developer.
Is that something you've always wanted to do, or is that something that you kind of grown to like? Or
yeah, I think I've wanted to do it for a while. I've always really liked computers.
Have you written any programs or anything or along those lines?
I took a couple classes in it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I'll ask you, since we're both gamers, a favorite video game?
Favorite video game? That's tough. I really liked Persona 5 The Royal when I played that on the PS4.
Okay. All right, I've played that a few times. And then what type of advice would you give to someone either that maybe that's in high school or maybe a little bit younger as to just how to approach school and how you were able to, you know, achieve what you've achieved?
I think you really just got to try your hardest. Good things will come to those who put in a lot of effort.
Absolutely. You certainly have put in a lot of effort. I certainly do appreciate your time, and thank you very much.
Thanks to Ben Vandekamp for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at kniacareless.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.